Welcome, welcome to the Sporting Base Way Radio.
Has never
been better. You forgot the shah, man.
No, I haven't.
You know, you forgot the shah, man.
Don't do shah on the mics, there's corona. You're gonna shah and then your speech is gonna
stay on the mic. Wait. What? Are you saying?
You know, normally when we do shah.
Yeah,
a bit of spit comes out of your mouth.
I'm so sorry, guys. He's still in the coronavirus mentality.
With everything, man. We're careful with everything.
No, man. Oh, okay. So are you saying that we have corona right now?
But no. We're just careful.
Oh, okay. We're just careful. Oh, are you
never know that the person that was recording here before
had corona or not. Okay. But anyway, that's not the topic for today.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, yeah, I know. We always kid, man. But anyway, I'm Marcus and this is Calvin. AKA, I don't know what's his AKA name.
Now I need to find a new name.
You need to find a new...
It's new times now, you know what I'm saying?
No, because your nickname was Calvinio once upon a time.
Yeah.
But
no, obvious now it's corona times.
It's corona.
Another one.
So okay, since it's corona time, I think we should give a name that's so sick, because coronavirus is a sickness. You should give a nickname that is so sick, guys. But anyway, that's not the topic for today. So we're gonna do a bit of a memory. So this show is called Memory. So basically we'll discuss the sports that happened,
because that's what we have, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything has been cancelled now.
Everything has been cancelled.
I mean, I don't know if you know, Formula One was the only sport that hadn't been cancelled, as far as I know.
Wait, are you serious?
On
Formula
One? No, it's cancelled, obviously, this morning.
Oh, so they cancelled it today.
There was a new drag race that was supposed to happen.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah.
Apparently, with this whole coronavirus, last week, they shut down New York. I think they shut down Los Angeles as well. But I need to find out.
Sports. Let's look at sports. Like, what's not shut down yet in the sport industry?
So I never heard about the UFC shutting down, because Las Vegas is still going on, and Las Vegas owns UFC. I don't know if you know that. Las Vegas owns UFC, so they still haven't closed. So,
but tennis, I think tennis can still carry
tennis
on.
As you know well. But hey, it has fans, so I think it's canceled as well. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, guys.
So tennis is canceled. Soccer's canceled.
Soccer's canceled. Basketball is canceled. NFL is canceled. Almost every sport is canceled right now. You get what I'm saying? But
look, it is for the safety of the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Which sport do you think is still running or should be still running?
My flip.
Because most of the sports has, like, fans. You know what I'm saying? People who watch.
I never heard hockey being cancelled. And hockey as in, like, you know hockey, right?
Yeah,
it's like a sport.
Yeah, look, we don't talk really much about hockey.
Yeah, but we never spoke about. In fact, we never spoke much about hockey. Yeah. You know? But I don't think they canceled. But I need to find out for next week's show as to if hockey has been canceled. But we're gonna chat more about memories back then. Like, first of all, When I got into the booth, right, we were watching this other fight of Mayweather and this other Chinese guy.
I remember that fight. We still spoke about it.
We still spoke about it. Like,
I think it was it was Mayweather's last fight, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
His last fight.
I mean, so if I can remember correctly, you're saying like Mayweather is going to take this. I mean, he's Mayweather. Mayweather was going to take this. This Chinese guy, he's a very good boxer.
I mean, he didn't even last one round.
I'm telling you.
That's the sad part about
it. I mean, to be honest, that fight was a joke. I'm just saying, that fight was just a joke to Mayweather. You get what I'm saying? So, anyway, second thing that I want to remember is the McGregor versus Mayweather fight.
Yep.
Yeah. So, many people are saying in the first round, McGregor took the first round and the second round because he was still active. But the reason why McGregor lost, I think it's because he was tired. Yeah. I'm just putting it out there. I think McGregor, if he was still active, he was supposed to take it. I mean, Don't you think so?
McGregor.
Yes.
Against
Mayweather. Do you remember that fight?
Look, are you saying McGregor was supposed to take it?
Yeah.
No, please.
Don't say no.
Please, man.
Please go watch your fight again.
You can't. I remember we still had the same argument.
Come on, the time
the fight was going.
Okay.
One thing we said was that Mayweather is not stupid enough to go for a McGregor
to the
at UFC.
Yes, yes.
Because,
yes.
First of all, McGregor is a stuntman. Mm-hmm. And he kicks, he does all, he will definitely will break.
He'll kill
Mayweather.
Yeah.
Now, it's impossible. Same for Mayweather. Mayweather has been in the game for many years.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you get this guy who's good at UFC wanting to fight someone who's a legend at boxing.
But like I said, I knew
for a fact that there was no way that guy was going to win, you know what I'm saying?
But like I said before, it's all politics, man. I mean, there's politics in boxing. I mean, many people say like Anthony, he wasn't concentrated. Remember that Reyes fight?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? You see, that's why this show is called Memories, because we're remembering things that the sports back then. I mean, remember that Reyes fight last year?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy. You even said this. You said that it doesn't matter how muscular you are. What matters is the skill. Mm. I mean, look what Reyes did to Anthony Joshua.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think Anthony Joshua was focused.
I also don't think so.
He wasn't focused in the first round, but in the second fight in December, look what happened. Look what happened when he got his focus back. I mean, he's one of his.
I mean, he's so far what I've seen, he's the only guy that's been able to prove.
Yeah.
That it was a lack of focus.
It was a lack of focus, actually. He says, and he even says in one of his interviews, like, you know what? I took loss like a champion. Now I'm going to, I want my titles back, literally. He literally said in his press conference after the championship that, I don't care. I just want my titles back. And I will do whatever it takes to win that fight, to win this fight, to win my titles back. And I'm not sure if you said so that Reyes wanted to lose weight because Anthony Joshua wanted to lose weight.
Mm.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So you thought that wasn't a good idea. Why? For Reyes
lose weight. Both of them had their reasons of doing whatever they wanted to do. You know what I'm saying?
But
at the end of the day...
Reyes lost weight. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah, but he didn't
lose
much. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
because if you look at the shape he was in,
the second
fight at Saudi Arabia compared to the first fight,
you
wouldn't really tell a difference if he's dropped.
I mean, I remember we spoke about this in last year's show that, hey, Reyes, do you think, I mean, you advised Reyes that it's not a good idea to lose weight because Anthony Joshua is pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And he needed to lose. I mean, that's understandable for Anthony, but not for Reyes, because Reyes is all about power.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And another thing that I always wanted to see was Anthony Joshua versus Dante Wilder, because Dante Wilder had the title, but we were all going with Anthony Anthony is going to win this fight. You get what I'm saying? Now, it's going to be a Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua. And they're both from the United Kingdom.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? So, to be honest with you right now, I don't know who's going to win this fight.
The United King champions.
They are the United Kingdom champions.
Mm.
And sure. I mean, look, I've seen Tyson Fury's fights. I mean, he's pretty fast for a big guy. He's a big guy, but he's pretty fast. I mean, did you see how he damaged Dante Wilder?
Damage.
He damaged Dante Wilder. Even his eardrum, homie, it was damaged. It was coming up blood. I'm like, wow, this guy is a fighter. You get what I'm saying? Now, many people are saying that it's the suit that made him lose. The costume that he was wearing. I'm like, what? What kind of talk is that? Literally. What kind of talk is that? That's what I asked That's what I asked the fans. I'm like,
oh, truck, by the way.
I'm like, it's nonsense.
It's nonsense, you know.
It's nonsense. I mean, we both saw Calvin like, nah, Dante, something happened here.
Yeah.
That he was, I mean, Tyson Fury was so focused, eh? He was focused like, nah, man. I mean, in a press conference, I'm not sure if you saw in his last press conference, he was like, Dante was like, you know, I'm the one that lifted you up. I'm the one that put food on your table when you were poor. I'm the one who lifted you up when you were down. I'm like,
you know, it's
what?
Funny when the guys say those statements. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, power. I'm like, wait, Dante, what the hell are you doing? I mean, are you busy getting cocky now just because you were a champion? Because many champions, what I see, they get very, very cocky when they win the title. I mean, they become humble. They say, nah, let's see in the ring. Let's see in the ring. Now, they're at that point where they say, I can beat you. You get what I'm saying? I mean,
but isn't it a boxing thing to like...
It's not just a boxing thing.
Get your... Yeah, I know, but to get the fear into your enemy. I think it's allowed in the sport, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For them to like trash talk at each other. Because if you look at the way they talk, man, most of them have big mouths.
Ah,
I think
wow.
It's basically just to intimidate the enemy, you know what I'm saying? To plug courage into yourself as well.
I mean,
I'm going to beat you type of thing. I'm going
to
beat you.
Keep saying. Let's even take it further now. Let's take it to the UFC. I mean, let's first talk about Conor McGregor. Now, Conor McGregor, we know him as a big mouth. He's a big mouth in the press conference. I've seen almost all his press conference. Even though I know he's going to win, he's a big mouth. I'm telling you right now, he's a big mouth. He's not like these humble guys like Kamaru Usman, Francis Ngannou, like these guys. I mean, the two big mouths is Israel and Conor. Those are the two big mouths in the game.
And they're good.
And they're very, very good, but they both have no. I wouldn't say they both have something in common. They both different. I mean, Israel, he may talk too much, but he backs up his words by his actions. That's what I like about Israel. Now with McGregor, yeah.
Now look, he's been the only place where it started. It started off with.
But McGregor, on another hand. He may be the best. Many people say he's the best fighter in the UFC, as they like to claim it. But the way we saw things with Khabib, remember that?
Yeah.
He got too cocky.
No, look, I think. Remember okay, that? What do you think? Do you think if he had to get a rematch with Khabib, would he win?
Woo! Yeah, that's a tough one, eh? Woo! Okay, so. You just want a yes or no, right? Or you want a yes or no, and why?
If you care.
Okay. So, I really think McGregor would take it because...
I think so as well.
I think so because, you know, McGregor's more focused now. I mean, he's been training and I believe after Khabib's...
Like, even if you look at the way Khabib won,
let's
be honest, he was tired.
Yeah,
he was the one who was like if that had to be a decision match,
yes,
won by decision, it would have been Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor, definitely,
but because
definitely.
Khabib is
he just likes to put you on the ground.
He gets you down. He's basically done. You know?
McGregor, he wants you up. He wants to play with you a little bit. He wants to dance with you.
I know for a fact that this time McGregor is gonna be focused. You know, if it happens,
it's like Romero. I mean, Romero wants to dance with you. Literally, he wants to fight with you like one on one. You get what I'm saying? And now let's take it further to the girls' division. Now, I mean, enough about the let's take it to the women's division. There's I don't know if you know this cage fighter named Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Now, Ronda Rousey was. The best in the UFC until this woman named Valentina Shevchenko.
Shevchenko.
Yes. Now, Valentina Shevchenko, when she came into the UFC game, she used to win like matches upon matches upon matches upon matches. Now, she came to that point where she She beat the hell out of Ronda Rousey to the point that she left the UFC.
I felt sorry, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my word.
That was a bad hiding.
That was, my word. I'm like, and everyone asks, who is this Valentina Shevchenko?
But I thought first, who's this? Rousey was going to win, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, Rousey was the baddest in the game. He was like, Rousey. She was like the, yo.
Yep.
I'm telling, I've seen her fights like when she's angry. When she's angry, literally. Oh man, don't play with her when she's angry. Like she literally, like when usually her hair is like long, and she ties her hair, and just know that when she ties her hair, you're going to get you're gonna get a whipping for days. I'm telling you right now. I mean, I've seen women in the women's division, and they conquered so much. You get what I'm saying? And there's this Brazilian woman. She has two titles. She's the first woman to have two titles in different divisions. I think it's Amanda Nunes. Yeah, Amanda, that's her name. Amanda Nunes. Yes. Now Amanda Nunes is from Brazil, and she won two titles in the women's division. And I don't think she lost those titles.
No, she hasn't.
She hasn't lost those titles yet. So. I think she's number two in the rank, pound for pound ranking in the UFC. You get what I'm saying? That's cool. And Valentina is number one. So Ronda Rousey is not even on the list. You get what I'm saying? Apparently Ronda Rousey, she's focusing on her acting career. Yeah. She's focusing on her acting career. She was acting in this movie called Mal 22.
Was it Ronda Rousey's first loss, eh?
Yeah, it was her first loss and she left the UFC. I think she needed to recover because most people, when they lose a fight, they basically like they go away for a long time. I mean, look at Conor. I mean,
look, Conor. It wasn't really for a long time. You know, it wasn't that long.
I mean, man. Apparently he went to jail for slapping a granddad or something like that. For slapping an old guy. So that's why he was gone for a very long time. But he needed to get his focus right. He needed to get to that moment where he's the best fighter in the world.
You think he is now?
Look, I've only seen one fight, bro.
Yeah, even me. One. With Cowboy.
With that Cowboy. That
Cowboy guy.
And
but look, it was a walk in the park for him.
Yes, it was.
I knew for a fact because...
Yeah.
When he came back, he was, honestly speaking, I don't know now, but when he came back, he was a whole lot more focused and he was a whole lot more quiet.
Yeah.
So what I noticed is at the press conference with Cowboy,
yeah.
Cowboy was saying a lot, basically.
Ah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And I expected a lot usual, from McGregor.
As usual, McGregor, you know McGregor is a big mouth, but he wasn't saying much. He was just laughing.
It was
you
like,
know what I'm saying?
I was like, okay, now McGregor's got something.
We knew from the press conference that McGregor
like,
wants,
let me just
he wants
quiet.
To prove now because it's been gone. He does not have a place to be talking, just talking, you know?
I mean, sometimes you need to realize that, hey, I'm talking too much. I mean, not disrespect to Adesanya, but he needs to come to that place where he needs to stop talking and just... Yeah, I'm sorry, but look, so many fans don't like the guy because he talks too much. Literally, there was a fight with Romero and literally says, he says that as long as the judges don't listen to the fans, I'm fine. Because I knew at that moment where he's not for the people. But we discussed in another show that he is for the people sometimes. But some people, they can be very cocky with that guy. Mm. I mean, he is for the people. No disrespect to Israel. He is for the people. But sometimes, at that moment, he can get too cocky. I don't know if you agree with me. Like,
yep.
He can get too cocky. You get what I'm saying? Literally, he swears on UFC and literally like Daniel White telling me says you literally swearing in the UFC. He says, I don't care, I want the title. Like, wow, okay. let me just humble myself. Let me just humble yourself, man. So So anyway, that was the memories. I'm not sure if you remember some stuff, right? Now, but this is the memory show.
It's been we're doing a memories show, guys.
We were doing
just
a memory
in
show,
case,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just in case we mess up with some stuff. And we're not gonna discuss
That's not why I said just in case.
But I know we discuss this all the time, but the Cristiano Ronaldo in Man United, I'm not sure if you remember that, but many people are saying that Cristiano Ronaldo was the best player
he was.
Past tense. But right now, I'm not sure where Cristiano Ronaldo is now with this whole.
But all I'm saying is that, guys, he's going to win the Ballon d'Or this year. I haven't forgotten Marcus. I don't know why he's shocked because we've been speaking about this since.
But Messi
last
won the
year.
Ballon d'Or last year.
Yes, that's
what,
right.
What are the chances that Cristiano Ronaldo is going to win this year? Please tell me.
Look,
before we even close
hopefully,
this.
Hopefully, the corona finishes quick. So we can see his performance back. But already beginning of this year, he's been performing.
He's a goal
good.
Scorer.
He's been showing that he's prepared.
He's a top goal
so,
scorer.
So yeah, hopefully Corona, can you give Cristiano a chance?
So you want Corona to end?
I don't have time for you, Corona. You know what I'm saying? Just give the players a chance.
There's other people in the building. Hey, there's Mbappe. Let's not forget him. When he gets out of PSG, I promise you.
That's if he does.
Look out for Mbappe.
We can't say stuff like ifs. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
It has to be something that's trending or that's happening. Mbappe is going nowhere as far as we know.
Okay.
Neymar is going nowhere. I think it's a man talk because now I don't know if you know, they're big friends in PSG.
But Messi took it last year. We even said Cristiano was going to take it that year and Mbappe was going to take it that year.
I didn't say that. I wasn't sure. Well, do you remember? Lico, the guy that used to record
he
was definitely confident because he had looked at the stats. And guess what? He was right.
But the thing is, like, you saying Cristiano Ronaldo is going to take the Ballon d'Or. He's only the top goal scorer as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they were on the same level with the Ballon d'Ors last year. They were on 5-5, if I'm not mistaken.
Then
obviously Messi left him. He has now 6 and he has 5.
Yeah.
So what I said is this year is the last year between the two of them.
Oh, do you think so?
And then the following, like your 2021, we can start looking at your new players.
But
one of the new players that is going to definitely be fighting for it is definitely not Mbappe. I know he's one of your good players.
Wow.
And he is a good
player. Remember the show.
I'll definitely remember.
Remember the show. I will bring
like
it up.
Said,
trust
Mbappe,
me.
I don't know if you remember, Lico was also speaking about it.
Yeah.
That he doesn't, I don't know if it's the right term, but he's not at full potential in PSG.
Ooh.
Fact. You know what I'm saying? No, not badly as in, but I don't think he's, I don't know what team. I'm not saying, no, he must go to this, no.
Wow.
But at PSG, you're not really seeing Mbappe. You know what I'm saying?
So,
Why? Because there's two, in a team, there's always the first best and second best. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
Mbappe is fighting in PSG.
Are you saying Mbappe does not have potential in PSG or in general?
No, you see, that's your problem. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Come on.
That's not what I said.
I'm asking.
Mbappe is too much. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But he's not at full potential. That's what I'm saying. Because he's got competition. It's not the Mbappe show. He's got Neymar. So he has to compete against someone like Neymar. Now,
so you're saying he's good, but he's not that guy to compete with,
I think if you had to go to Atlantic or something like that, you know what I'm saying? You'd see the Mbappe, you know what I'm saying?
So, are you saying he's not good in PSG? He's not, I mean, he's supposed to go to another team to perform well because he's not doing well.
Basically, in my opinion, yes.
Okay.
Because Mbappe has been in PSG and he's a good player, young, good, but.
Do you think he can achieve more from other teams?
A whole lot more.
I mean, just a question, right? If he joined Real Madrid.
Atlético, sorry. The Real Madrid, we fine. My opinion, personal opinion, I'm Real Madrid, we fine.
I'm just saying, man. Look, if it happened that he joined Real Madrid, what would you think? What would you think? If he joined Real Madrid, if they announced today that...
I would be excited, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But hey, we've got a lot of Mbappes in Madrid. You
know, like, all right, let's end the show.
No jokes.
Okay, let's just end this. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. Or you can catch us on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Facebook on Active FM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. It's been good. It's been real. But unfortunately, we gotta go. But we gotta see you next week.
Same time, same place.
From myself and Calvin, we gotta say peace out
and God bless.
This is the Sporting Base Way Radio.
Has never
been better.
Christ's music is heart music.